of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the air. Well, let's say good morning to Josh Bettega, Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer. While we're sitting in the other room chit-chatting there, Josh, just about forgot to come in and get on the air here today.
Talking about servicing our lawnmowers because it's that time of year.
It is that time of the year, yes. Unfortunately, we... fortunately, I guess the grass is growing, but unfortunately, we have to mow it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
but
you and I both have John Deere riders, so
that's right.
It's not...
Well, rather do that than shovel.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's... They're hopefully done, but we'll never know around this.
You know, I put my lawnmower in the garage, and I also kept my snowblower and snowplow in the garage, too, so.
Good plan
for
a while here, until the end of April, at least.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get... Walk in my garage now, but it's necessary this time of year.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant James Matthew Baller, Jim Baller. Jim was born on December 27th, 1929, here in Madison, and passed away on December 10th, 2016. He entered active duty into the United States Army on February 17th, 1953, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Honorably discharged 2 years later on February 16th, 1955, at Fort Knox, Kentucky. He was a tank leader with Company A of the 11th Armored Cavalry Regiment. Actually, I know about three other veterans in the area that were attached to the 11th ACR, served at different times, of course. But he was in during the Korean era, and he earned the Good Conduct Medal and the National Defense Service Medal. I know he also had two grandsons that served locally. So we thank you, Jim, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
Yeah, I knew Jim. He was a good guy.
Yeah, he was. Very good guy.
Well, so salute to all the vets out there.
Absolutely.
Well, the VA has announced major improvements in benefits processing and delivery, and you're going to tell us about that today.
Yeah, they put out a press release on April 15th talking about some milestones and time reductions achieved by VA in the past year. They announced a dramatic reduction in processing times for both veterans' disability claims and pension and survivor benefits. Shows that the year-long push to make VA work better for veterans is paying off. They receive millions of claims from veterans each year. Thank you. Thanks to County Veteran Service Officers for disability benefits and continues to process them faster than ever while maintaining high accuracy rates. I am seeing a uptick in better accuracy. I know that was something I was complaining about for a while there. Means more veterans are receiving the benefits they've earned through their service on a timely basis. For example, after processing a record of more than 3 million claims in fiscal year 25, VA is on a similar pace in FY26 and has processed more than 1.5 million claims halfway through fiscal year 26. In FY26, VA completed 1 million disability claims faster than ever and hit the milestone on February 2nd. VA's claims processing accuracy has increased to 94.02%, which is the highest 12-month accuracy rate in the last 2 years. Average number of days needed to complete a claim has fallen from 141.5 days to 80.7 days since the start of... which is a 43% increase. VA also receives hundreds of thousands of claims for veterans' pension, survivors' pension, dependency and indemnity compensation. Veterans' pension is for lower-income veterans who fall below the poverty line for their annual income. Survivors' pension is for dependents of veterans who fall under that poverty mark, and dependency and indemnity compensation is a benefit paid to survivors of veterans who pass away from a condition related to their military service. DIC benefits are for the surviving spouses, the children, or who died in line of duty or through a service-related injury or illness. VA stepped up its levels of service to ensure veterans and survivors receive the benefits they deserve. In February, the backlog of veterans waiting for VA benefits fell to less than 100,000 claims for the first time since 2020. VA has decreased the average time to complete an initial veterans pension claim from 170 days to 57 days, which is a 66%. The average time to complete an initial survivor's pension claim has dropped from 172 days to 73 days, dropped more than 55%. VA has nearly eliminated initial veterans pension claims that are part of the VA disability claims backlog, more than 125 days pending, reducing this backlog from 3,000 over 3,500 claims to just 71 claims, 98% reduction. Survivor's pension backlog has decreased from almost 3,400 claims to 115 claims. When it comes to pension, there are only three offices in the country that deal with them: St. Paul, Milwaukee, and I think Philadelphia. It's either Philadelphia or Pittsburgh. It's in Pennsylvania. That's all I know.
One of those
two. One of those two. So those offices are really stepping things up. Average time to complete DIC claims has dropped from 163 days to 73 days. I've seen some DIC claims. I've seen them processed as fast as 3 days. Three.
That's pretty fast.
That's very fast. And there was a long weekend in there, too. Decline of more than 50%. The number of DIC claims in the VA disability backlog dropped from 13,500 claims to 2,257 claims, which is an 83% reduction. Additionally, VA has cut the average time to complete burial claims from 70 days to 31 days, a reduction of more than 50%. VA has achieved these milestones through focused leadership, hard work, and targeted use of overtime. About half of VBA, the Veterans Benefits Administration's claims processors, are veterans. The firsthand understanding of military service strengthens VA ability to deliver benefits with both precision and compassion. So this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. I know I might have fudged a couple of numbers, or explaining a couple of numbers, but they'll be in print.
Okay.
They'll be correct in print. So,
all right.
There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you want that number? I think maybe
you're hiding it
from
me.
Your head here. You know, I'm holding that up for you right now. 1-888-LINK-VET. Yes.
Or 546-5838 or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. You can contact our office, house, open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and reach us by phone at 598-3445.
How's the schedule looking this week?
It's looking pretty open. I do have a couple of appointments, but it's always better to call and make sure I'm around before popping in. So,
all right. Sounds good. All right. Well, very good. Appreciate the info, Josh. We will catch you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lackbaro Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackbaro County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson pride themselves in taking care of your every automotive need. No high pressure, no come-ons, no slick sale pitches. Erickson Chevrolet's focus is to present a vehicle that meets your lifestyle and budget. Unlike some dealerships, Erickson Chevrolet will get to know you and strive to take care of your vehicle the same as they would their own. Erickson Chevrolet is open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 to noon. Check out their website at ericksonchev.com. They're located along Highway 212 in Dawson. The Appleton Press is your source for local news in the Appleton, Holloway, and Milan areas. Stay abreast of the news in your community. Subscribe today and plug into local news and sports and area happenings. Stop in or call the Appleton Press today, 320-289-1323. The Appleton Press, your source for local news.
Are you looking for top-notch health care services with a personal touch? Look no further than Madison Healthcare Services, this area's trusted partner in health. At Madison Healthcare Services,